Welcome back to another episode of The Riparian Project. Today, I've experienced some political issues in the past few days with different environmental stuff going on in the city that I live in. One of the big projects that's happening in the city I'm living in is they want to make a walkway around the rivers so people can experience the rivers and stuff. But the thing I have an issue with is the company that's doing the environmental for the walkway is also doing environmental for other aspects. The environmental is just your EPA documentation, your categorical exclusions, yada, 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 that kind of stuff. But the company has, I've recently had an interview with them, and they pretty much were just saying that, like, the budget's unlimited, so they are kind of taking their time with it, and in my opinion, that doesn't cut it. Because the end consumer is the people that are actually using the walkways and stuff. So when an environmental consulting company comes in and they buy a city or company, and the company or city says, "We're going to give you this much money, and this is the end. This is what we want to hear." Like, I am just not okay with that. And again, I'm not going to say who the company is. I'm not going to say where I live, because I don't want to cause a witch hunt and everything. Because for the future of what I want to do is I want people to know who I am in environmental. And so the people, the end consumer using the facility or whatever, they actually enjoy it and go by code and everything to provide them a quality product that they can enjoy at a reasonable price. Because some of these consulting companies that your city is hiring charge astronomical prices to do the type of work, and then they put in subpar results. The city or the company may say, "Yes, this is what we want," and everything, but you can do top quality work for less than what these companies are doing, and that's where greed sets in. Instead of just making the environment a better place for everything, because I noticed that some of the equipment that they've been using for the project has been parked in some questionable positions, and if they're leaking oil or gas, it could easily end up in the rivers. As far as where they could end up in the rivers, they could just float down the river and go into the surrounding rivers or lakes or whatever, and then it's not the city's problem anymore. And that's the issue that I have with environmental consulting and stuff is, hey, why don't we look at this as a whole and say, let's do a good job in our city or with our company so we're not affecting surrounding areas. Yeah, sure, it's surrounding areas, and it's turn your head if they have any issues with it, but it's like, why can't they just do it right the first time, have supervisors on site, environmental supervisors on site, making sure that equipment is parked and recommendations are being followed and everything like that. So that's just my 2 cents for the day on political agendas and environmental consulting and outside city and outside state consulting companies. And it's just an issue that hopefully the next generation of people going into those fields and stuff want to put good quality work into those projects, and so the projects aren't affecting surrounding areas. But thank you for your time for listening, guys. This was a little bit longer. 5 minutes for a little podcast is long. But yeah, I appreciate it. If you guys are enjoying this, make sure you give this an applause. Give it a thumbs up. Comment. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me the good things you have heard. And yeah, share it with at least one person that you think might enjoy some environmental tidbits and information. But hope you guys had a great 4th of July. And it's almost the weekend, so I will talk to you guys later.